Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another Rough Riders program. I'm your host, the Night Rider. Tonight's topic, all we have to fear is fear itself. Just look at the GOP. To fully appreciate FDR's famous quote in his inaugural address on March the 4th, 1933, quote, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself, unquote. One only has to witness the GOP over the last 30 years to fully appreciate FDR's statement. If ever a collection of human beings was perfectly depicted by FDR's statement on fear, the GOP is that very collection. Fear of them, fear of the unknown, fear of different, fear of choice, fear of science, fear of change, fear of equity, fear of transparency, fear of accountability, fear of the challenges to accepted dogma, etc., etc., etc. At the very core of all possible fears lies the fear of ideas. This, more than anything else, drives the GOP and its adherents and acolytes stark raving mad, literally bonkers. The Sean Hannitys, Rush Limbaughs, Bill O'Reillys, Michelle Malkin, Ann Coulters of the world stand at the ready to bash those who dare to usher in ideas that challenge the status quo, the accepted norm, the traditional ways of doing things. The GOP and Republicans, in general, lack not only genuine empathy, but the capacity to hold two diametrically opposed thoughts simultaneously, without going completely insane, and instead can only entertain one measure of reality, the fear of resisting whatever threatens to challenge or replace what already is in place. As Albert Einstein once remarked, the only constant in the universe is change itself. He also said, science without religion is lame, but religion without science is blind. The GOP are not true believers. They're blind followers. Thank you for listening to Rough Riders Radio. This is the Night Rider saying good night, and now we're signing off.